Welcome to the North Central Baptist Church podcast. We hope you're challenged by the message from our pastor.
Tonight we're going to look at attentiveness. Now, I want you to know that we are going to do a little exercise before we get into this. And I have a couple of prizes that go to the winner, okay? So this is not the green sheet. We're going to hand you another sheet, but I want you to keep it face down, okay? So if you're helping us give out the white sheet, then I want you to go ahead and start handing out. If you get the white sheet, you keep it face down. The winner gets two Three Musketeers, okay? The winner gets two Three Musketeers supplied by our famous children's ministry here at North Central, okay? But keep the sheet face down. Don't turn it over. Don't turn it over, okay? And I want to make sure everybody gets it at the same time so we can get started. We're going to have a test. And it is a listening test, because one of the things about being attentive is the importance of listening, okay? So this is somewhat of a race, so you got to hurry, but I want us to begin at the same time, so make sure everybody gets one. Now, how far along are we? Who does not have a white sheet? Can I have one, by the way? I just want to have one to have it. Thank you so much. Keep it face down. Everybody's test face down. All right. Keep it face down. Anybody need one? Okay, now the first one done. Wait a minute. Don't start. Don't turn it over. The first one done gets two, not one, but two Three Musketeers that are right here that you will enjoy. When I say begin, when I say it, I want you to turn it over and begin. It is a race. I want you to read through all the questions before you answer any of the questions. Go! Okay. Did you finish first? Okay. All right. Hold on. Y'all stay going. Let's let them keep going. Y'all keep going. Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right, now, everybody remain standing. Remain standing. I'm going to find two other of these. Y'all remain standing. Everybody just look up here at me. Pass that over there to Jess. I'll settle up with you, Matt, later, okay? All right. Now, those of you that are standing, all right, now I want y'all all to be seated. Now, what was the test? Yeah. And this is not really fair, because I have told y'all this story before. Y'all knew what I was doing, okay? If you'll notice, I said to you, we're going to take a listening test, and I said, now we're in a race. And then right before I said turn it over, I said read through all the questions before you answer any of the questions. Go. Well, we didn't have too many fall for it, but the time I did it, I was going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, I was drawing circles and everything, and all of a sudden I got down to about number 5, and people were already standing and had won. I said, there's no way they could do it any faster than I did it. Well, the problem is I didn't listen. I just started doing it. Our quality, if you look down at number 8, stand up and let me know you're finished, okay? Because if you were just reading them, you would have finished rather quickly. The point is this. Attentiveness is a great quality, and really the test was not doing all those busy activities. The test was listening to what I said. So I want us to think about this quality, attentiveness, showing the worth of a person by giving undivided attention to his words and emotions. Now in James chapter 1, verse 19, it says, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." By the way, Jamie's going to have all the verses up here. So I want you to find them in your Bible if you can, but we have quite a number of verses. So she's going to help us get all these verses up. The key verse for attentiveness is, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Now, kids, y'all look at me. Look at me. When I was your age, people used to say this to me. They said, "Look, you've got two ears and only one mouth. You ought to listen twice as much as you talk." You ever heard that before? That's pretty good. Somebody said yes. One of the kids said yes. They've heard that before. Well, truthfully, it's not just listening only, although that's a part of it, but it's being attentive. Now, the primary command, this is the first blank here under number 13 at the bottom of the sheet. The primary command relates to God's word. We are not only to be attentive to one another, we are to be attentive to God's word. Otto mentioned in his testimony, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We have to be attentive to the things of the Lord. Hebrews 2:1. "Therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away." We must give heed to what we know from God's word, or we will drift away. It's very, very important. Now, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15 says this, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise." The second blank here in our lesson guide, counsel brings great wisdom. The scripture says in Proverbs 11, it says, "Where there is no counsel, the people fail." The people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. You have a big decision to make. Be attentive to the counsel of wise people. Attentiveness, showing the worth of a person. Or may I add to that, the worth of God's wisdom to those who need to seek his wisdom. Now in Mark chapter 4, verse 22, "For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light." Can you go to the next verse? No, I'm sorry. Can you go to 23? Let me just look that up. Yeah. And here's the add 23 to that. Mark 4, 22, 23. "If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." So, we are to be attentive to God's word. We are to realize that counsel brings wisdom. If all we want to do is talk, and we're not ever listening to God or listening to others, we're going to miss out on so much that God has for us, so much truth that God has for us, so much direction that God has for us, so much guidance that God has for us. Now, there is an art to listening. Have you ever talked to someone, and I always, when I give this part of this, when I say this, I always am reminded that I have done this so many times. Have you ever talked to someone, and while you're talking to them, you can tell that they're like gearing up to say something like the moment you're done? I'm guilty of that. Hopefully, not all the time. Some of y'all are going, "Yeah, right, Pastor." But anyway, sometimes Kelly will say, to me, honey, look into the eyes of the person talking to you. Have you ever talked to someone and they're looking off, you know, having, and their wheels are turning and they're just, it's almost like, you ever play chess? You like to play chess? Haven't played chess a lot recently, but there was a time when I used to love to play chess. And what do you do when you're playing chess? You're always looking at the board and it's not even your turn. And the other person, it's their turn, but all you're doing is thinking about all the different things. If they go here, I'm going to go here. If they go here, I'm going to go here. Can I say this? Listening is an art. And it's very, very important. Proverbs chapter 17, verses 27 and 28 says this. He who has knowledge spares his words. Just stop right there. Just by being quiet, you're smarter than most. Because people that just talk all the time show that they don't really know what it's all about. He who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. Verse 28. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. Y'all heard the story about the guy that was a chauffeur for the PhD in chemistry that always lectured, and the chauffeur just would take this chemistry professor, Dr. Palmer, to these lectures, and this guy would get up and give these lectures, and I mean, it was the same lecture every time, and finally, they had done this so many times. One day, the prof said to the chauffeur, said, look, you've heard me do this. He said, you've sat in the back hundreds of times I've given this lecture. You know all the PowerPoints. You know everything. He said, why don't you give the lecture? And the chauffeur said, I could do it. He said, I've heard it so many times, I could do it. And so the prof sat in the back and the chauffeur gave the lecture. Well, at the end, the hosting professor said to this big class of students, he said, hey, we've got a few minutes. Anybody have any questions? The chauffeur started getting nervous, and somebody asked a really tough question in the back. Said, yeah, I'd like to know about this. If you added this to this, how come it would do this? And you said this, and why did it say this? And the chauffeur was very wise. Even when you don't say a lot, you may be seen as smart. Here's what he said. He said, now, you know what? That is about the dumbest question I've ever heard. He said, even my chauffeur in the back could answer that. So the truth is, a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. Listen, don't always feel like you have to talk. Calvin. All right? When Job's friends came to Job, after Job had gone through such disaster, they had to give their opinion. Now, we don't have time to get into this, but I went back and looked at it. Here's what Job's three best friends said to Job when he had lost everything. One of them said this, Job, no one upright goes through this, man. So what was the insinuation? That you're not an upright man. Here's what the other one said. Your kids sinned, and that's why they're dead. Well, that's a blessing, isn't it? And then the third one said this, if you think this is bad, you really didn't get what you deserve. These guys just had to give their opinion. Proverbs 18:2 says, a fool has no delight in understanding, but in expressing his own heart. Proverbs 18:13 says, he who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. If you're playing verbal chess with people, and all you're doing is thinking about the next thing you're going to... Sometimes you talk to people and you're just waiting to get in a word edgewise, and right when they stop talking, they could have told you, hey, walk with me over here and I'll give you $100. You won't hear it because all you're waiting to do is say the next thing you want to say. He who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. That's Proverbs 15:2. Proverbs 15:28, the heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours forth evil. And Jamie, I have all these here, not back there, okay? Proverbs 29:20 says, do you see a man hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. The opposite of attentiveness is to be rude and to always promote your own way, to have no meekness, no teachableness. So, there is an art to listening. Proverbs 26:20 says this, where there is no wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no talebearer, strife ceases. Listening can diffuse destruction. If you would just be quiet and not be a talebearer, it may avoid destruction. Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and following, say this, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. I know your, see, let's go back to, okay, because I say I am rich, I have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. In other words, the person says, I'm rich, in verse 17. I'm rich. I've become wealthy and have need of nothing. And the Bible says, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Much talking may display your misery. That's an interesting principle. We've got to hurry. I just want to end it by saying this. When you are attentive to individuals, you minister greatly to them. When you show a person your undivided attention to their words and emotions, you are showing the worth of another person. You are being attentive. Now, we know there's attentiveness is in two directions, attentiveness to God and attentiveness to others, okay? But let's look at this summary here and we'll be done. Listening is focused attention. Focused attention to a person. It is active, not passive. You can't listen and just be kind of in a passive state. You have to actively look at someone and listen to them. It's active, not passive. It's other-centered and not self-centered. It's difficult and not easy. And it's scarce and not common. Dr. Bill Bright, in his book, Living Supernaturally in Christ, said this, and I'll close with this quote from him. He said this, on average, a person thinks about four times faster than he speaks. Therefore, many of us become impatient and rush into speaking before we have really heard what another person has said. But that can lead to disastrous results. Being a good listener takes practice. It involves eye contact, patience, self-control, and above all, humility. Listening puts into practice the Bible's admonition. Don't be selfish. Don't live to make a good impression on others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't think only about your own affairs, but be interested in others too and what they are doing. Philippians 2, 3 and 4. Surrendering our will to the Lord means being willing to lay aside our own agenda and desire for recognition to allow someone else to be heard. And then Dr. Bright closes it with this. He says, a little poem about a wise old owl says it well. And here it is. A wise old owl sat in an oak. The more he heard, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why aren't we all like that wise old bird? So the concept scripturally is this. Ladies and gentlemen, we are to be attentive to the Word of God. That means we don't have to give our opinion. We want God's opinion. Then secondly, we demonstrate value to people when we slow down, we hush our mouth, we look them in the eye, and we listen. And we give them value, and we are attentive to them. We speak the truth in love with meekness and fear. It's a great quality that God uses. And we avoid a lot of problems by not speaking and running our mouth all the time, but by listening. Let's bow our heads and hearts in prayer.
Thanks for letting this small part of North Central Baptist Church experience stream into your life. We hope you will visit us soon and become part of the family of North Central Baptist Church, reflecting Christ's light on Gainesville and the world.